This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The death of George Floyd and the violence it has sparked across America, prompting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to say on the Senate floor that it's a time of great pain and unrest in America.
In no world whatsoever should arresting a man for an alleged minor infraction involve a police officer putting his knee on a man's neck for 9 minutes while he cries out, I can't breathe.
McConnell saying the truth must emerge concerning Floyd's death, followed by swift justice under the law, but he argued that peaceful protests must not be overtaken by violence. St. Louis police say four officers are now being treated for injuries after they were shot overnight during another night of protests there. Gun sales on the rise amid the protests over the killing of Floyd, as well as COVID-19 restrictions. The firm Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting says over 1.7 million guns were sold in May, an 80% jump over a year earlier. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons is putting every facility across the nation on lockdown amid the protests over the death of George Floyd. It took effect last night. Officials say it's out of an abundance of caution. The Bureau operates 122 such facilities across the nation with over 165,000 inmates in federal custody. Yesterday, the first day of hurricane season in the Atlantic, the third named storm now beginning to brew as tropical Depression 3, as it's known so far, is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal sometime today. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles an hour or greater. PD3 is in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico, about 50 miles southwest of Mexico. United Health Group is donating a total of $10 million to assist with Minnesota neighborhoods affected by the George Floyd rioting. It's also covering the college tuition of Floyd's children. Of the $10 million, $5 million will be used to help rebuild businesses during the unrest, and another $5 million will go to the YMCA Equity Innovation Center of Excellence. The group is also donating about 25,000 of its employees' time to help with the currently building there. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a lot to talk about and get on with it right away. We've got Joel Gilbert with us. He's the filmmaker, director, and producer of the Trayvon Martin hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud that Divided America, that continues to divide America. And again, we see it on full display from coast to coast throughout our country. Joel, always good to have you with us. How you been, sir?
Great to be back. And unfortunately, I came out with this film, The Trayvon Hoax, back in September, and I just felt very strongly that this is what would happen with the left and the Democrats, that they would come up with additional Trayvon hoaxes to put this unholy alliance together between the radical left, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist group. People don't realize that. A lot of the people that run around don't understand the foundation of the group, and then use that to foment civil unrest. So we're seeing it play out now, unfortunately.
Would it be too shocking for the black community? The president has already said that he wants to identify Antifa as a terrorist group. Would it be too much for the black community to have the designation of Black Lives Matter regarded as a terrorist group?
I think they need to consider that because people don't know the history of it. It was actually started out of a group in Florida called the Dream Defenders. They formed immediately right after the hoax started on the Trayvon Martin case, and I detail that in my film, The Trayvon Hoax, of course, where I show that the key witness for the prosecution, Rachel Gentile, was actually not Trayvon's girlfriend, not on the phone with him, and I found the real girl. And anyone can see the film, actually, if you go to thetrayvonhoax.com, it links up to the free movie I'm putting online for free for right now. But the Dream Defenders was actually founded by Palestinian terrorist-related children of Palestinian terrorists in the U.S. started the Dream Defenders along with radical Marxist black leaders and their ideology. Up to this day, you can look online, they wanted a conflagration of black youth and Palestinian radical groups. They wanted to have an intifada, literally. Remember that word, which is basically nonstop public riots to take place in the United States. Now, Black Lives Matter then was formed out of this Dream Defenders group, also by three black Marxists. So the people running around are saying, you know, I can't breathe and all this stuff. They don't realize that they've been swept up into this larger radical movement with a goal of destruction and anarchy. Obviously, when you look at the facts, just like with the Trayvon Martin case, just like with the Michael Brown case, once you really look at the facts and you don't just jump to conclusions and slogans, we realize that these incidents aren't what they claim, that there's this systemic racism and a racist cop murdered this guy intentionally. Obviously, it looked pretty bad with the guy using excessive force on the guy already on the ground, but we don't know the whole story. We don't have toxicology. It certainly looks a little bit excessive, but it's very much the rare, rare, rare exception.
Mm-hmm. And well, we had a report of two autopsies yesterday, including Michael Bodden, and they said that, in fact, that it was death by asphyxiation, and at that point, it can up the ante, but as you said, it has to be taken all in the context of the totality of the story. But this is unfortunately what happens when we enter into the court of public opinion. A lot of suggestions are made. I think irresponsible reporting is all part and parcel of this and playing into the hands of these Marxist leaders and these Antifas that are running wild all over our streets, and it colors the perception. I mean, even to the point I was watching on many of these demonstrations, people were holding placards referring to Trayvon Martin again. And you think, wow, they're not going to let that go any more than they're going to let go of the situation with Michael Brown. Hands up, don't shoot. I mean, right. all this narrative, yeah, that which is not especially truthful. And it sets people's perceptions up for failure, so that when it doesn't happen, then they say, you see, we told you this is the way they are, and they have no faith in the system, and so here we are, we're fighting a losing cause.
Well, look, you've got none other than Benjamin Crump is representing George Floyd's family, and he's the one that ordered up the second autopsy.
See, and I saw that too. I tell you, I'm going, wait, why is he there? Why isn't Benjamin Crump disbarred by now?
Well, I'll tell you what, if the regular mainstream media or even the conservative media, other than yourself, did not look at my film, they wouldn't talk about it, they wouldn't promote it. Of course, they were kind of part of this whole Trayvon hoax. Mm-hmm. But had they really fleshed this thing out last fall when my film came out, I think Crump could have been disbarred by now. Mm-hmm. He knew the fake witness. He knew Diamond Eugene, and he knew Rachel Gentile was not the girl on the phone with Trayvon, yet he participated in all of this.
This is an officer of the court, which is, when you do something like that, I mean, you're done. But why is it that we see, and the thing is about it, this is what is galling on both sides, and we go tit for tat. And all we're trying to do, many of us, and in fact I just wrote an article that Revolutionary Times is carrying here, is that what we're trying to do is get into the position, maybe, Joel, once and for all, where we realize that we're all Americans. We all have skin in the game. We're all human beings. And in the greater picture of the entire universe of 7 billion people, you know, we need to be concerned of all people. But when you start looking at them as less thans, and even from our political forces and leaders that are talking about deplorables and things like that, that is very dangerous. And that promotes things like Officer Chauvin, you know, keeping his knee on George Floyd's neck. I mean, that's disrespectful. It's inhumane. What kind of arrogance, what kind of, you know, mental dysfunction and psychology have you entered into to think that you could treat a fellow human being like that?
What's missing, though, from the public debate is the context. There's about 100,000 arrests every day. Mm-hmm. Of that, a large percentage of those people are on drugs, and the police feel very threatened. They can be lashed out at, spit on, bit.
And they found out he was on drugs. I thought what I heard was that there was indication that there was, that he was under the influence. And of course, Crump goes, well, that doesn't matter.
Right, you know, doesn't matter.
Right.
Wait, we might get toxicology next week or next year. They'll say, oh, he swallowed a bag of meth when the cops came so he wouldn't get caught, and he was having a, you know, meth overdose. We don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, what we don't know is he was in the car. He was handcuffed in the car. What prompted the officers to yank him out of the car and throw him to the ground?
But we don't know yet, and that's the risk of judgment. But my point is that it's kind of a numbers game. Out of 100,000 arrests and out of people that are on drugs that tussle with police a little bit, there's going to be a small percentage every year that might have a medical episode. I think even Eric Garner had a medical episode when they tried to arrest him. Mm-hmm. And those cases are not necessarily that the cop tried to murder the guy. It was a little bit excessive force on someone that had a medical condition.
Right. Well, and I guess that's the additional training that police officers must undergo now, is understanding that, you may be dealing with somebody who is under the influence, and what are the adverse reactions when they are put on into undue stress. I mean, could this exacerbate heart failure and other issues, and now all of a sudden it becomes a murder at your hands? We've got more from Joel Gilbert coming up just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We'd like to hear from us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're seeing right now. And if you go to reactionarytimes.com, you'll see my column, my latest column on this issue. what we're dealing with is a heart issue. It is absolutely fundamental. I got to tell you, Joel Gilbert, yesterday, I think, was it Richard Fowler, who is on Fox News quite often, and he, like so many, have taken exception to the broken windows concept, which at the time, Mayor Giuliani had put into effect. And, you know, and of course, there's been some controversy about this, but, you know, his attitude and others, I believe, are throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and they're denying what is obvious here. And that is that you have to take care of the little things. If you don't take care of the broken windows in your community, it tells everybody in the community it doesn't matter. There's no respect. There's no love for your community. It is a bad sign from the very start. And so the police started looking at broken windows, and as a result of people breaking the law, it wasn't like they were just innocently grabbed off the street and thrown into jail. They actually broke a law. I mean, in order to go to jail, there was a precedent here. There was a precedent, and people have taken exception to that. And yes, a lot of young black kids got put into the system, sadly, but. Why did that happen? And for me, I look at it and I say, it's the failure of the local community, local leadership, that should have come along and said, look at, you know, to the young kids, maybe they're just so overwhelmed where, you know, they can't do much or say much to these young kids anymore. They're so involved in drugs and they have such an attitude and gangsta attitude and everything like that. But it's that kind of attitude and self-entitlement that's getting them in trouble to begin with, and then they're crying foul out in the street, and, you know, here we are, once again, this situation happens, and, you know, and I think about what Ted Kennedy said about Bobby Kennedy upon his death. He said, we need to be careful not to make him greater in his death than he was in life. And I think that is the temptation in all deaths, is to exaggerate the significance. And it's almost like, you know, some of these people, you know, people who have broken the law are turned into saints. You go, wait a minute, this is we're missing the point if that's what's happening, because we're distorting reality here and forgetting that a law was actually broken to begin with. If he hadn't broken the law, and of course, you know, we're talking maybe, what was it, a $20, you know, counterfeit bill, maybe not, but as you say, you know, this is what happens when we don't go through due process and we're in the court of public opinion. We don't get all the facts, right?
That's right, and I can give you the bigger background perspective of this, is that the anti-racist movement, civil rights movement, has been adopted and taken over by the radical left. Mm-hmm. They tried for years, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, anti-war, anti-draft. They picked up on this anti-racism concept, because who's not racist? Everybody's anti-racist. So now they take the mantra, well, we're against racism, but really what they're trying to do is use the black community, use black youth, mm-hmm. to galvanize them behind this anarchist, socialist agenda that really doesn't serve their interests. No one has suffered more from the Trayvon Martin hoax, as I call it, than black youth of America. They're the biggest fans of my film. They write me all the time and say, you know, they put this ridiculous fear into me since I was 12 years old that white men were hunting me on the street with guns because of my skin color. And they're mad when they see the film that the Trayvon Martin case was a hoax. There was a fake witness that got Zimmerman arrested, the Rachel Gentile, the alleged girlfriend. Then it went on to the Ferguson, Missouri, fake, hands up, don't shoot. Everything, most of this stuff is faked in order to manipulate black youth. And it resulted in this thing called the Ferguson effect, where police are backing off proactive policing. 33% rise in homicides, all because of this fake stuff that hurts black youth more than anyone else.
Exactly.
And by the way, you go to the TrayvonHoax.com and you can link up and see the film for free. And you can see the exact same thing playing out now. The Armin Arbery case. They say, oh, the guy was just jogging along. You know, he wasn't casing the neighborhood. He was a jogger.
Right.
And what the DA actually investigated it, and there's a very clear investigation, just like in the Zimmerman case. The police exonerated Zimmerman, and then Ben Crump came in and said, the police never investigated. They don't want to, they're protecting him. But no, they actually went through. They said Arbery approached this vehicle from behind, made a hard left turn, hit the guy in the head, and tried to steal his gun. So that's why they said it was justifiable self-defense. So the Floyd case, we just don't know all the facts, but the media ran with it and said, you know, he choked him to death, his knees on his throat. I turn on the TV show Cops. If you watch Cops, that's what the police do. They sit on people, they put their knee on their head, they put the knee on their back, and it looks very uncomfortable. But that's part of their training. They're supposed to do that. I wouldn't like to have that happen to me. It certainly looked excessive, but these are very rare instances, extremely rare, and it's not true that this means that the entire country is racist and we have to change, meaning socialism. And that's
the other kind of anecdotal story that comes out repeatedly is driving while black, that black men or women just driving their car will be pulled over. And the perception is they're pulled over just because they're black. And this is, you know, part of the urban legend and perception that's out there. And I got to imagine some of that is true, but like anything else, hands up, don't shoot, I can't breathe, you know, some of these things, are
it's
taken
all,
to the point.
Yeah, it's all sloganeering, you know, Trayvon was an unarmed teenager, hands up, don't shoot, jogging while black, and because I grew up in Tennessee in the 70s, I never heard the N-word. Black and white kids were all together, were all friends. Never any racism. So they want to tell us that we've pretty much elected a black president twice. We have black mayors and attorney generals all over the country, sheriffs. So because the left ran out of, they're going out of business, racism is pretty much done. So now they have to say, well, you can't see racism, you don't know it, so it's in the system. Yeah, it's in the system. Or we've got Obama and even Reverend Wright tell it, well, it's in your DNA, it's just invisible.
Right.
You know, it's like the invisible coronavirus, it's in you, it's a disease. Because you don't see racism. People are not racist. America's a loving country. The vast, vast are not racist.
But last time I checked, it was over 600,000 Americans died to free the slaves. And since the War on Poverty in 1964, American taxpayers have paid in excess of $25 trillion for this war on poverty. And now you have the owner of BET, the founder of Black Entertainment Network, saying we need $14 trillion for reparations and that will quell the problem. It's going to cost you $14 trillion. And there's no acknowledgement of people, white Americans, Hispanics, people of all color for that matter, you know, fighting in the Revolutionary War and in the Civil War to free, first of all, Americans and then blacks, and for all the consideration that has been done, the ongoing support in terms of, you know, welfare and food stamps and that sort of thing. But it's just not enough. It's never enough.
Well, look, it's all a political agenda of the radical left. The white liberal leftists are the ones that have started Black Lives Matter. They start and they run all these groups. And they use the black community, they use black youth, and they don't care what happens to them. They don't care about the suffering and the death and the problem with lack of policing.
How come blacks aren't seeing that it's white liberal leftists behind all this?
Some of them do. Some of them do for sure. But you've got a media narrative, plus a lot of black leaders, quote-unquote, like Al Sharpton and Crump, that they just say, oh, it's in the system. The system is racist.
Right.
You don't know anybody that's racist. You got white friends. Everywhere you go to get a job, you get first consideration because you're black. But it's in the system, so that's part of it. But there are a lot of blacks, and I hear from them all the time, that are very angry about this false narrative and the smear on America as racist in order to get them to vote Democrat.
And well, if it's so much in the system, why do you have people who have countered the system, the LeBron James of the world, black entertainment, others? You mentioned a black president voted in twice. Senator Tim Scott. I mean, let's go down the list. You have a lot of successful blacks that have been able to, beat the system, beat the fixed system so much that they're able to be successful still, right?
Right. Well, everyone, check out TheTrayvonHooks.com. You can see the film and you can see the whole agenda behind this.
Exactly. Joel Gilbert, as always, we appreciate the time. Great to have you back to bring perspective to this. Filmmaker and director and producer of The Trayvon Hoax. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks so much.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, can you imagine, you know, a now wanted sign in front of the White House? Now wanted, a president of the United States that, you know, people want to malign, and everything you do, no matter what you do, is not right. You know, you get people complaining, saying, well, we haven't heard from the president. Or no, first it was, we're hearing too much from the president. Then it's not, we're not hearing enough from the president. And, you know, I mean, this is just so crazy making. That I really wonder, in part, the body politic for those of us who are at home just trying to reason all this out. And you're just going, whoa, can we get out of this nightmare? I mean, this is unbelievable. We want to get out of the nightmare in a good way, not in a desperate way, because this is what the controlling leftists and those maleficent people that are involved and tainting our body politic right now would want us to do, is just wave the flag of surrender and turn the government all over to them because they know how to take care of business, right? Well, we were going to be talking here about the recent announcements, and of course, more than recent was Trump saying we're going to cut ties with the WHO because of the way we've been mistreated regarding the coronavirus, and also with the latest news regarding Hong Kong. And with us right now from the American Enterprise is Zach Cooper, and he's a China expert. And Zach, we welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here, Bill.
Well, I tell you, the president can't win for losing or lose for winning. I mean, it's just it's an uphill battle for this guy, isn't it?
Well, I think we're just going to see that accentuate over the next few months on the China front. There is going to be a lot of pressure from the Chinese on everything from trade to the Hong Kong issue, which you mentioned. We're just going to see a huge amount of pressure on the president heading into the election.
Well, he's the one that was brave enough to go into the eye of the storm on this. I mean, a lot of people for decades have been complaining about this. And, you know, President Trump said, okay, I'm taking it. Well, he even before he was president, he looked at it and said, this is ridiculous. You know, America is being taken advantage of. You know, the intellectual property, the stealing of that, the manipulation, this idea. I mean, it's like we have a bunch of Neville Chamberlains, you know, running our government again, thinking that, you know, if we're just nice to people, somehow their meanness is going to fall by the wayside. But time and again, history has pointed out that if people don't convert. I mean, we're not hitting a lot of people, especially, you know, when it comes to politics and the running of governments, you know, changing their hearts because we're nice to them.
And one thing that we've seen over the last 3 years is there has been a complete change in the tenor of the discussion on China. We've gone from not just Democrats who were fairly dovish, but also some Republicans as well, to I think a group in Washington on both sides of the aisle now, which are increasingly concerned about the Chinese Communist Party and about its behavior on everything from Hong Kong to Taiwan to its trade behavior, its stealing of intellectual property, the crackdown on the Uyghurs in northwestern China. On issue after issue, we now have policymakers in Washington that are much more focused on trying to push back, and I think that's a good change. And we can debate whether, you know, that effort has entirely been effective. I think there's a lot of work left to do to actually change Chinese behavior. Right. But the tenor of the discussion has changed remarkably quickly.
Well, that dynamic tension is necessary, Zach, don't you think? Because, after all, we're dealing with another nuclear power. We don't want to back people into a corner and relive, you know, Germany again because they just feel like they have nowhere to go. Or Japan, in both cases, thank God, neither one of those countries had a nuclear weapon. China does, and so there's a lot to risk here, so there needs to be some balance and approach to this. Also, I believe that we need to, and you're the China expert, and you know better than I do, but we really need to be clearly discerning about the domestic influences of China policy that has also affected the trajectory and brought us to where we are now, right?
I think those domestic influences are just huge, and they've changed so rapidly. So people used to say that business was the ballast in the U.S.-China relationship. If you went to New York and you talked to business leaders, hedge fund managers, all of them wanted to get into China. They saw it as a huge market. It was a great production hub, very cheap labor. And so for many business people, China was the goal. It was the objective. And that has changed remarkably fast. I think one of the reasons is that there just isn't that much money to be made in China anymore. It's hard for American businesses to get into China, and the labor is increasingly expensive, and you're at risk of having your intellectual property stolen. And so there's just a huge number of downsides to operating in China. And so one thing we've seen is the business community is just not as interested as it used to be and standing up and fighting for the U.S.-China relationship, and combine that with the human rights abuses going on that the Communist Party is practicing, there just isn't a constituency anymore that's really willing to stand up and support the relationship. And I think that's why we're seeing the relationship really struggle, not just over the last 3 years, but especially over the last couple of months.
Well, Zach, and don't forget what Donald Trump has done by way of regulations. He's actually inviting U.S. companies to come back home by getting rid of a lot of regulations. Yes, they saw gold initially and then Tar Heels, and then you had a very oppressive, unwelcoming business atmosphere within the United States that at every turn they were being taxed, they were being maligned. You know, we all but push business, you know, just like in many ways, like what California, the state of California, has been doing. And somehow they're deluding themselves into thinking that it, you know, that they're still growing. And I'm going, wait a minute, you're the number one state for U-Haul right now. U-Haul rentals one way out of the state. I mean, that should be quite telling, but they cannot seem to, because of you know, their progressive blindness, they refuse to see the obvious here, but they're losing businesses by the truckload. But, you know, again, what Donald Trump has done in his administration in terms of eradicating and removing a lot of these inhibitors that made the United States uninviting is now giving these businesses an opportunity to take a second look, come back home. We have a better work ethic, you know, all these things, and a better opportunity for them to be successful is now starting. You know, the groundwork is laid out for them, and they're starting to come back home, are they not?
Well, it's not just American businesses either. There was a giant announcement 2 weeks ago that a company called TSMC, which builds many of the most advanced microchips in the world, so they're the main producer, if you have an iPhone, of the core logic chips in your iPhone, they are now building a $12 billion facility in Arizona. And, you know, this is big news. It's an effort not just to bring U.S. jobs back into the United States, but also to make sure that we have the ability to build these kinds of advanced chips in the United States, and it takes a little bit of the pressure off of us having to rely on those chips being built in China or other places. So I think those kinds of efforts are incredibly important. But as the trade war heats up, I think we're just going to see more rhetoric and more of a push to try and decouple parts of the economies. You know, the U.S. is just so reliant on China for large numbers of goods. And I think it's unlikely that that's going to continue forever.
Well, no doubt. I mean, we learned a big lesson as a result of COVID-19, and the Chinese, instead of trying to, you know, navigate this in such a way, they really allowed themselves to get exposed big time on this. And it just reinforces the president's vision of an American first policy.
Right. And the one thing I wish the administration had done differently here is I wish the real focus was on the fact that the Chinese Communist Party completely mismanaged this in February, you know, in January, early in the year, even last year, right? In November,
exactly.
December. And part of the reason is it's not necessarily anything about the Wuhan lab that's been much discussed. It's because the Chinese Communist Party just doesn't have an effective method to get up problems. Right? People don't want to talk about things that are going wrong because they think they'll get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So they lie about the health numbers. They lie about economic numbers. So it's a system that is fundamentally broken in a lot of ways. And I think we should keep talking about that because that's one of the things we're
exactly.
going to have to protect ourselves
against. Well, Zach, we got to leave it there. We appreciate the time. He's a China expert from the American Enterprise Institute. Zach Cooper right here. Thank you, Zach.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I think they've said it more than once, and maybe they're still saying it. I got to tell you, with all this chaos that's happening across our country today, I mean, hey, look at, you know, what do you see? I mean, going forward, are we going to be constrained and influenced by these radicals that want nothing but the destruction of our constitutional rights and the American dream? I mean, really, this is what it's coming down to. I mean, they're forcing the question. And so, look at Choose You This Day. You want life or death? Antifa, you know, look what they offer. You know, the destruction of property. They're burning down buildings, destroying jobs and the futures of America. You know, hardworking people who have borrowed money from family and maybe government to hold their businesses. And in light of COVID-19, you know, hoping and praying they could just get on the other side of this. And then here comes these radical groups burning down buildings and doing what they can to extinguish dreams. I don't know how anybody draws any kind of positive correlation other than this is what's facing us today, ladies and gentlemen, and it's up to us to make a choice. Hey, it's time for some good news, specifically, and we're going to go to Sam's Corner. Samantha Mao is with us right now, and she's got her very famous and very viral videos that have taken off. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm in the midst of it, trying to remain positive. But I believe that, as they said, you know, to Abraham Lincoln when he asked his three wise men, you know, what nugget of truth should I hold on to? And, you know, they came back and gave, you know, that very encouraging biblical verse that this too shall pass. You know, this is where we are. You know, this too shall pass. So, I'm looking to that, but I know that we have to get through this, and hopefully we get through it in a way that we can redeem,
you know, for all this destruction that is taking place, that we can redeem what is going on. And if nothing else, as I said earlier and maybe suggesting, is that we re-embrace our constitutional rights, the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and realize that, hey, look, at you know, nobody's claiming perfection here, but we're pretty darn good.
Oh, I'm really hoping that that we can come together as a country and heal. And, you know, you see a lot of stories about this, the looting and the riots, and it's really, it's, I think it's hard for everybody to see that it's not, I mean, there's, I'm sure there's, I know there's a small portion of society, obviously, that's behind that and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really hard to see that. And, you know, if you're protesting, I think that takes away from your message.
Well, no
whenever
doubt.
you're sitting there trying to make a point, a valid point, and you're doing it peacefully, and there's people who come around you and maybe aren't even any part of anything that you're doing and just destroying things in your name.
But we have to see these people who they are, Sam. These aren't well-meaning people. These
right.
are destructors and who come in with evil intention. This is evil. You know, to do this kind of destruction, and what we've seen, you know, throwing bricks at police officers, and you know, this is out of control. And then what happens? It opens up, you know, bad behavior even from, you know, locals who in their community where they're, you know, they're looting. I'm looking at the video here, Sam, and you know, it's not, I don't see Antifa going in looting. I see local people looting. I mean, and this has to do with something that I wrote about in Reactionary Times. It's a featured column this week, there at reactionarytimes.com, and it addresses, you know, the very hearts of man. And that's what we need to pause and consider. You know, this is a heart problem. It's always been a heart problem. I think that we've progressed and made some good ground, but unfortunately, you know, racism pays. And as long as that narrative is out there, people are making a lot of money off this perception, increasing perception that has been upheld by misreporting and the rewriting of history on these things, and the way it's being done. I mean, there's just been too many people making too much money for a long time, keeping everybody at keeping blacks. You know, we have this black and white conflict that is going on, and I don't mean to say it in a sense that. It's disrespectful, because I know that everybody has a certain perception, and that is their reality, and I give them that. But I say, okay, where is the debate to really understand, you know, this perception? Is it based on fact, or is it just based on, you know, anecdotal information, you know, tradition and that sort of thing? Because, you know, it's kind of like I was saying to someone else earlier, Joel Gilbert, that Richard Fowler the other night on Fox had talked about, you know, he was deriding the broken windows policy that New York employed, that, you know, even Joe Biden supported, and the president has supported at the time. And it was very effective because it kind of just rose the bar. You know, it brought some understanding that people, you know, needed to be aware, and they were saying, well, it's such a minor thing, you know, this broken windows. But, you know, it's the small things that make a difference when they come out to become big things. And this was something the local community needed to be aware of, to say, hey, look, at you know, we need to have pride of ownership and pride of community. And if we're just going to leave our communities in disarray and disrepair, and, you know, broken windows or, you know, broken windows type offenses, if that's okay, then, you know, then what isn't? You know, what's the next thing that's okay? You know, we start raising the bar of acceptance to things that become unacceptable. And, you know, here we are today. And so maybe, just maybe, we might be purging. It would be good if we purged all this ugliness and evil that's residing in all our hearts, where we think of somebody being less than and deplorable or whatever, you know, that's put out there into the body politic. But,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
that gets us away from our viral videos, and I apologize. So,
no, that's okay.
Okay.
You know what? There's a couple of them that are very related to what you're saying, and I think it's important to highlight, you know, the healing.
Okay, well, highlight. Let's highlight one. Go ahead.
Okay, so you might have seen that viral video of one gentleman who lost his bar. He's a former firefighter. He's a black gentleman. His name's Corboy Bala, and him and his wife had been planning to open his bar in March, but, you know, those plans had to be put on hold because of coronavirus. And then he's sitting there thinking, okay, maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel. His state was going to allow, Minnesota was going to allow them to reopen on June 1st. So, you know, that was yesterday. And last week, his bar was destroyed. This is something that he's worked for years. This is his hard-earned money. This is his livelihood.
Yeah, and he had no insurance on this, right? I think there was something I think also that was something that I read. So he didn't have any safety net on this.
No, and he sat there and watched as this was happening. They took even the safe from the back, and I just remember my heart dropping when I saw the video of him crying. And, you know, you see stuff like this, and you're like, these are real victims. This is not just property. This is a victim of what's happening. Well,
did you see, speaking of safe, did you see that one knucklehead that was trying to get an ATM, you know, one of those portable ATM machines? He was dragging it down the street. He was trying to get it on a public bus. Did you see this? It's hysterical. What a knucklehead. And then he gets upset because the bus driver goes, it ain't going to happen. You know, you ain't bringing that on here, right? And this guy's like, you know, it's like, what kind of mentality do you have? Do you think you can go, you can use public transportation to remove stolen goods and so obvious as an ATM machine?
Oh, my goodness. I wonder how big that ATM machine, I have not seen that video. That's crazy.
Oh, it's about 4.5 feet, maybe 5 feet tall. And maybe 3 feet wide in that. And he's like, he's shoveling it from corner. You can imagine. I mean, it's not on rollers or anything like that. He's just like pivoting it, you know, left to right to move it, you know, to the bus. Oh my God, it's hysterical.
He's like, don't mind me, perfectly normal here.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, I got an ATM machine. The cord is dragging behind it and everything, like, you know, it's like.
Well, you know, you've seen some crazy things in these past few months. But what, like, but to tell you what happened, the good news about the story. So I told you the sad part. Well, there has been a GoFundMe started with 12,000 donors so far, and they've raised nearly $1 million to help give him back his life savings and open up the sports bar. And it's just, that's the kind of thing when you see people come together, because this isn't like one rich person coming in and just saving the day. It's a community of people, no doubt, from all across the country, coming together and saying, we've got your back. And when you see things like that being torn down, there's always people that come back in and build it back up. And that's the people that make America great.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's the people I think deserve recognition.
You know, and this is an excellent point, because there are so many stories that are not being seen. I mean, we're not seeing from the mainstream media where in some cities police officers have joined protesters, you know, praying with them, marching with them against brutality. I mean, you know, what happened to George Floyd, you know, I don't think it's a race thing. I mean, I think you know, if you were to take a poll on it, it would be in the 90s, I would hope. That it would be, because it just seems so obvious that what happened to George Floyd is unacceptable.
And, you know, I've seen his family coming out and speaking against the violence.
Yeah, his brother gave
everything I've heard.
Very touching, very touching announcement yesterday. Yes.
And he sounded like a very honorable, good man, and I, you know, hope that our nation can come together and honor him in the way that he lived. From everything I've heard, he lived a good life, doing kind things, and I hope that we'll do that. And that was actually one of my other stories: the cops around the country kneeling with the protesters.
Right. Well, supposedly, exactly, and supposedly, I think they've raised over $3 million for his family. You know, on GoFundMe, and there's, you know, a lot of people pouring in, you know, money and well wishes. But hey, look at, you know, this is where we are. So we're at a crossroads. You know, as I wrote before, it's moments and choices. We're at a specific moment, and the choice will determine the trajectory. And if we're able to redeem the death of George Floyd, and hopefully,
America is able to step up and do that. Thanks, Sam.
Really
appreciate
smart.
It.
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today.